The fight goes on. Let's make it a socialist fight to win Sarah Sanchez Eldridge, Socialist Party national organizer. The election showed that socialism is popular and tens of thousands of people have drawn the conclusion that it's time to get organized to fight for their future. Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto inspired people that an alternative to the austerity nightmare is possible. That a world where a home, a job, an education and decent public services are not the stuff of dreams but something we can fight for. That has been linked to the idea of a socialist alternative, and thousands of young people now identify as socialist or are interested in learning about socialism. It used to be that the idea of joining a political party was as attractive as a bucket of sick. By the time you read this, 200,000 people will probably have joined Labour since the election. They will have to get organized to fight the right wing who cannot be trusted. Blairite horror Peter Mandelson has already called on them to back up this AMA over Brexit, just when she's at her weakest. We now need the biggest possible socialist voice to help this movement win, by saying what needs to be done. Our job as socialists is to continue to say how workers and young people can consolidate the victory so far, and build on it. That includes ideas about how to transform the Labour Party into a democratic mass party of workers and youth, introducing re-election of candidates, fighting for a federal party that socialists can join, demanding Labour Council stop passing on Tory cuts, all in preparation for the next general election. For the many, not the few, means fighting for a socialist transformation of society on an international basis, to take the wealth and power out of the hands of the billionaire bosses and bankers, and start planning democratically how to meet the needs of all. We need you to strengthen the socialist voice bringing these ideas into the movement,